Well, it took a while, but temperatures are finally feeling more like June across the region. The first 7 days of June were at or below normal in the Albany area. Yesterday's high temperature was right around normal, and finally today we've gone above the normal mark with high temperatures running generally in the upper 70s to right around 80. Now, after the fog burned off this morning, we had a decent amount of sunshine through the first part of the day, and then some clouds filled in this afternoon. And I will mention that across the higher terrain of the Adirondacks and Greens, there could be a passing shower through the late day and early evening. Coming up tonight into the day tomorrow, a storm will track to our southeast. The storm will stay far enough away that any steady or heavy rain associated with that storm will miss our area, though it could brush portions of southeastern New England. Now, at the same time, there's an upper-level disturbance that will come in out of Canada and the Great Lakes. That disturbance will help to push the storm out to sea, but also may trigger some wet weather in our region tonight into the day tomorrow. So some showers are possible, mainly north and west of Albany later tonight, and then all of us have the chance to see showers at times through the day tomorrow, and there may even be a couple of thunderstorms in the mix. Temperatures tomorrow will be held back a little bit from today because of the cloudiness and showers at times. We're targeting highs mainly in the lower to mid-70s, which is still right around average for this time of year. We head into the weekend with a pleasant day on Saturday, with high temperatures right around 80 degrees. A blend of clouds and sun will dominate through the day. I will mention there is the potential of a passing, kind of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm on Saturday, but most of the day will be dry, and in many spots, we'll miss out on the rain altogether. Then on Sunday, we really turn on the heat as temperatures make a run at the 90-degree mark Sunday afternoon. It'll start to turn a little bit muggy as well, so it'll definitely have more of a July or August-like feel. Most of us stay dry on Sunday. There could be a shower or thunderstorm across the north. And at this point, the first half of next week is looking quite warm with the potential for a heat wave across portions of the region. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 76 to 82. And on Sunday, partly sunny, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm across the north, hot and breezy, with highs in the 80s to near 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.